Today I'm in the Netherlands, where I've just caught one of their punctual double-decker trains for the 15-minute ride from Rotterdam to the city of Gouda. And first of all, I've got to get the name right.
It's Gouda, but because I'm talking in English, I always say Gouda, because otherwise people don't understand what I'm talking about.
Gouda, or Gouda, is a small, attractive city of cobbled medieval lanes and tree-shaded canals lined with tall, narrow Dutch traditional houses and historic buildings set around its vast central square. We'll tour the city soon. First, there's the food that made Gouda famous.
Every person who visits Gouda is always talking about the cheese.
In Britain, our supermarkets usually stock just one style of Gouda cheese, but here, there's a type for every taste.
Yeah, it's funny because we have only one sort of cheddar cheese. And when I visited the UK once, then I was surprised how many sorts of cheddar there were. And they tasted great. And you get it here, you're like, wow. So it's the same the other way around. I mean, the Gouda cheese, well, it's a ripening process. So it starts off very young. So from 2 weeks, after 2 weeks ripening, you can sell it. So then it's young. And it ripens further until it's old. And it can even age up to 6 years. Then it's very strong and salty.
The old Gouda has such a powerful flavour, it's usually eaten on its own.
It's more like a cheese that we have with a glass of wine or beer, you know, like as a snack.
Wendy Frase knows the cheese. She manages the Cheese Museum, which tells Gouda's story and markets the cheese. Gouda lies within fertile farmland, blessed with good grass and growing conditions. The cheese can be produced elsewhere in the Netherlands, but Wendy says the local product is far superior.
I think Gouda makes the best Gouda cheese because it has this creamy taste to it. In the northern part of Holland, for example, ground is much drier. It's near the sea, it has more sand, so it's drier and the taste is different.
The Cheese Museum occupies the pretty and historic weighing house on the main square. It's a stocky stone building, clearly important, decorated with colourful coats of arms and shields.
It has played a vital role for the economics and the trade here in and around Gouda. This building was built in 1668.
Inside, you'll find piles of stacked up round cheeses and a massive scale. And in case you were wondering, an average Gouda weighs in at 10 kilos. You can climb a high, twisting staircase to reach the top floor, where the museum's guides and a video will inform you about traditional cheese-making methods.
It's still the original wood ceiling that's there, so it has much character. And you see all the old instruments people used at farms to produce the cheese.
The tourist office on the ground floor of the weighing house can tell you which farms are open to tourists. And Wendy says it's best to visit before lunch.
And usually they produce cheese in the morning because then the milk comes in. So it's best to go in the morning and then you will really see how it works. And yeah, you can taste the cheese. It's nice.
If you can't travel out of town, you can sample the farmer's product on the ground floor of the weighing house. So I had my first of many cheese tastings of the day.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Thank you, Bill.
A few seconds walk away from the cheese weighing house is Maurice Koster's incredible cheese shop, Goud's Kashuis. Maurice's store almost glows yellow with the dozens of cheeses on shelves and counters.
The Champions League ordered the cheese makers.
One cheese was made up of multicolored pink, white and yellow dots like confetti.
A wasabi. Goat is white cheese, and a paprika is red, so we mixed the cheeses together.
There was a brilliant blue cheese, but I'm told that the bubblegum-like colouring was entirely natural, created by blueberries.
So that's Smurf colour cheese.
You could be eating a Smurf.
Yeah. So, you want to try some cheese?
Some of your Smurf cheese?
Of course.
Is my tongue going to go blue?
We try.
Well, it smells very herby.
It's also with thyme.
It actually tastes really nice. It's very mild.
Yeah.
What is the oldest cheese that you would sell?
6 years.
I also saw a packet with a distinctive leaf logo on the wrapper.
Cannabis.
Cannabis cheese?
Yeah.
Maurice assured me it offered the flavour without the effect, and I wouldn't get arrested if I was busted with it on my cheese board.
Is it addictive?
Probably.
Probably.
If you love cheese, you've got to see this shop. It's unlike anything else I've seen before.
This is a candy shop for adults. It is heaven.
We headed across the streets to the Belvedere restaurant, a popular lunchtime choice, it seemed. Like many Dutch cafes, there's an awning-covered extension spreading onto the pavement of the market square. Sitting next to the super-efficient patio heaters, I thought I was going to melt.
My name is Luke Sluiter.
Owner Luke told me that his best seller was Gouda cheese soup.
So it's a more thicker soup. It's a little bit between cheese fondue and like a regular soup. If you go for three course, some people say it's a little bit too heavy. It's served with croutons as well to give it a little bit also like a crispy taste as well.
Belvedere also served deep fried cheese croquettes, from which delicious hot melted cheese spills out when you bite through the crispy coating. There's also another fried snack, cheese fingers, or you can have a full fondue option. If you stop by for a summertime lunch, you can also enjoy the spectacle of the cheese auction from your ringside seat.
1st of April, they start every Thursday with a cheese market in front of us at the market square until the last Thursday in August, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. All the people are dressed in like the farmer clothes. They're here with horses and cars to serve and to transport the cheeses.
Helen de Winter from Gouda Tourism told me that this sales ritual is quite a sight and sound.
Clapping with their hands is to set the right price, and they do this with the clapping of the hands.
Don't applaud, you might make an unexpected purchase. You know, there's an old wives' tale that says if you eat cheese before bedtime, you'll have nightmares. Well, I can state it's untrue. I possibly ate twice my own body weight in cheese, and I slept like a log. Gouda's cheese has global fame, but the Dutch know the city's sweet treat, stroopwafel, are the size of digestives made from two thin layers of baked dough with a caramel-like syrup in between. The Vandenberg Bakery and Cafe is one of three remaining producers. 50 years ago, 35 bakeries made them. I met with Mike. He's the sixth generation of his family to run the business since 1864.
Hello. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike Carey.
His staff crack 3,500 eggs and get through 700 kilos of sugar and 1,000 of butter each week in order to produce 4.5 million of these waffles every year. Mike's very proud they sell 85% of them in his shop. He says they taste much better fresh. Stroopwafel were originally made for the poor.
So the rich people came at the front and the poor people came at the back of the bakery for buying the stroopwafel. Now it's more a luxury.
The batter is poured onto a waffle iron. It's baked for 35 seconds at 200 Celsius. The batter of eggs, sugar, butter and flour looks like a crumpet before it's cooked. The cookie dough is much thicker than the finished product, and that's flattened between two irons. Mike then sliced the waffle in two.
Slice it in two, yes.
And ladled on a cinnamon-infused syrup from a large pot next to the waffle iron.
Yeah, this is a syrup. It's like a caramel. It's butter, sugars. Now it's the important thing, the quality control.
It was delicious. Well, soon we'll uncover Gouda's historic sites, which include UNESCO-recognised windows, windmills, and a street you can't walk down if you've had too many stroopwafels. This is the Great Destinations radio show. I'm in the picturesque Dutch city of Gouda, just an hour's drive south of Amsterdam.
A typical old Dutch small town. Almost 800 years old already, so lots and lots of monuments and canals.
The grandeur of the city's historic buildings and churches reveal that Gouda was once rather wealthy. In fact, it used to be richer than Amsterdam.
Two rivers in Holland still come together here. The Hollandse IJssel is coming from the North Sea, the river De Gouwe. It goes in town to Amsterdam. And for the old sailing ships, it was the only way to get to Amsterdam. They let the ships pass in Gouda, let them stop for at least a night. So they should eat, drink and so on here. And that's how we became rich.
Guesthouse owner Gerard van Domselaer says Gouda fell on hard times when the waterway was bypassed.
They dig their canal from the North Sea to Amsterdam, and Amsterdam became the capital city and everyone went there.
There were proposals to fill and cover the canals, but luckily most of them survived that short-sighted plan hatched in the 70s. In the summer, you can take a 90-minute canal boat tour.
It's always a very nice way to see more of the city. It's a relaxed way. Even when it's raining, for example, you can sit inside.
You can walk around Gouda's canal ring to reach the museum harbour.
The place where boats can enter or leave the city.
Ships were once built here. Today they're repaired in the working marine area.
Some of these people even live on these boats, and they're very nice ships to see there all year long.
The countryside around Gouda is typically Dutch. There's flat fields and dikes and windmills. You can walk up to three of them around the centre of the city.
The main function for a windmill in this part of the country was to pump water from a lower level to a higher level. And the area where we are right now is between 4 to 5 meters below sea level. Around Gouda there are several windmills you can see and visit. You can even climb. And what we also offer is a day tour to the Kinderdijk windmills, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, where 19 windmills are standing in a row, and it's a beautiful sight.
That's Mark Setsfond of Green Cow Bike Tours. Mark says the Gouda area offers perfect cycling conditions without the worry of pedaling uphill or inconsiderate drivers.
Yeah, the biggest hills we have here are bridges and dikes, so don't worry about that. And in Holland, many bicycles have their own lanes, reserve lanes. All the people that drive cars, they know what it is like to cycle, so they will be very cautious. The cyclists, they have priority, so it's, in general, I would say it's very safe.
The countryside surrounding Gouda is protected and is popular for people who want to get close to nature or pedal out for a picnic by a polder.
This area is called the Green Heart of Holland, so it's a very beautiful nature area, which you can easily explore by bike or visit a cheese farm.
And he offers a trip to a nearby town known for its witch trials.
A town called Oudewater, which is about 15 kilometers from Gouda, and this has a long history in witchcraft, where people who were suspected to be a witch, they weighed the people, and when the weight was probably too low, they would get a punishment. The story is still told in this witch weighing house, which is now a museum.
His tours operate year-round, and he recommends visiting before Christmas for Gouda's Candlelight Festival, which marks the city's candle-making heritage. The event fills the market square with 20,000 people.
And all the houses here at the square, where we are right now, they put the candles in front of their windows.
They turn the street lights off, and there's a very big Christmas tree in front of the old town hall. And the Christmas tree is enlightened by 10,000 LED bulbs.
It's a very nice tradition and a very nice way of starting at Christmas time.
Gouda is an attractive city. Its focal point is its impressive large cobbled market square with pavement cafes and bars along one side.
It has everything. There are stores, there are restaurants, there are little shops, a beautiful town hall, of course.
Gouda's town hall both looks and sounds pretty. It was built around 1450. The Gothic sandstone building is picture perfect, with its pinnacles of stonework at the front and red and white shuttered windows on the sides. It was built in the middle of the large square, well away from the other buildings, because the old hall burned down when fire spread through the town. Every 30 minutes a carillon plays and little figures under the bells move out and slowly reenact the granting of city rights from the 13th century. The town hall is so distinctive, the Japanese have replicated it.
Exactly the same you can see in Nagasaki, Japan.
Local TV presenter Renata Fischer recommended a visit to Gouda's St. John's Church.
Every person who visits Gouda from abroad and sees that church knows that there's something special going on. People can climb that tower and they have a beautiful view over the city.
Morris Tompot knows every inch of this building. He's church custodian. He was finishing up a guided tour for a party of 40 American cyclists when I walked into the church to meet him. It's a huge space. At 123 metres long, this 16th century church is the longest in the Netherlands.
The soil in this part of Holland is very soft. Everything sinks away. Every house should be built on piles. Now, can you imagine this church was built without piles? It was floating like the Ark of Noah. You see, there's a wooden ceiling here, not stone, and there's a wall of glass on purpose.
It's the stained glass windows that impress the most, though.
2,000 square meters.
61 of the church's 72 were installed in the 16th century.
Half made in the Roman Catholic period, then we had the Reformation, and the other part on the west side is made after the Reformation, in the Protestant time.
They're like comic strips with speech bubbles and text emerging from the mouths of biblical figures.
It's very unique.
UNESCO's placed them on its heritage list. After Amsterdam took Gouda's shipping trade, the city became very poor, and we can be grateful for that today. As Gouda became impoverished, locals couldn't afford to follow the trend for plain glass in church windows.
In many churches, stained glass windows were taken out. Pale glass was put instead. Not in Gouda, we were too poor.
Away from St. John's, there are quaint streets, and one alleyway caught my attention because it was so constricted.
This has got to be the narrowest street in the city. It can't be more than a metre wide. And if you had a bicycle, you'd have to push it on ahead of you. You wouldn't be able to get through walking alongside it.
The Lawyer's Port, that's a very old street, and it used to be a street with houses for workers. It's so narrow. I always wonder how people would be able to move there, because, you know, you cannot even get your couch through that little alley.
There are lots of historic sites to see in Gouda. There are 350 national monuments. The city has also repurposed some of its former factories into stylish recreation spaces. The Chocolate Factory is an amazing building, very grand designs, a very airy, trendy library with an art centre and stylish cafe. I love the goat's cheese salad. It's worth visiting. So, where can you stay in Gouda? Well, Gerard kindly accommodated me in his 12-room guest house, De Utrechtse Dom, which was originally a coaching inn. It's well situated in the town centre, just 10 minutes' walk from the railway station on the edge of town. You can visit hotelgouda.nl for more. Well, Gouda is a great city in its own right, and you'll find plenty to do here. But Holland is also well connected with public transport. Trains between cities are regular and run late into the night, and I think its central location makes Gouda the best base for a Dutch break.
I've got a lot of people staying here for a week, 2 weeks, and do the day trips, and come here and have the dinner here because it's cheaper than Amsterdam.
Well, this area of the Netherlands is about 1 hour's flight time from many UK airports. Gouda is 15 minutes by train from Rotterdam, that's serviced by low-cost airlines, and it's under 1 hour from Amsterdam's airport.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.